AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The military says all six crew members on a U.S. refueling plane that crashed in Iraq are dead. The crash followed an unspecified incident involving two aircraft in friendly airspace, and that the other plane landed safely. This is Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth.
War is hell. War is chaos. And as we saw yesterday with the tragic crash of our KC-135 tanker, bad things can happen. American heroes. All of them.
The plane was supporting operations in the war with Iran. Strikes continue to hit Iran. Iran is still firing back. The Strait of Hormuz is virtually shut off from transporting oil. Stefan Dujarric with the UN says oil is not the only product being blocked.
Our Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Affairs, Tom Fletcher, today issued an urgent call for the unhindered and safe passage of humanitarian cargo through the Straits of Hormuz. He warned that any disruption would drive the price of food, medicine, and other life-saving supplies, hitting the most vulnerable people the hardest in the Middle East and far beyond.
On Fox News, President Trump said today the conflict in Iran would end when he feels it in his bones. The U.S. is temporarily easing part of its sanctions measures on Russian oil, a reflection of the global worries about the sharply higher oil prices because of the Iran war. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says the country will lift sanctions for 30 days on Russian oil that is already aboard tankers. A former New York State trooper accused of ramming his vehicle into an SUV during a high-speed chase leading to the death of an 11-year-old girl has been convicted of manslaughter at his second trial. Jurors returned the verdict against Christopher Baldner. Health officials say the flu vaccine didn't work as well this season. Stocks are mixed in late-day trading. This is AP News. Investigators say the serial number on the gun used in the deadly shooting at Old Dominion University in Virginia was obliterated.
A law enforcement official says the shooter who opened fire in a classroom at Virginia's Old Dominion University in an attack is being investigated as an act of terrorism. The obliterated serial number could complicate efforts to determine how a man with a felony obtained a firearm. The official says investigators will try to resurface the number in order to trace the gun. The FBI identified the shooter as Muhammad Baylor Jallo, a former Army National Guard member who pleaded guilty in 2016 to attempting to aid the Islamic State. FBI officials said ROTC students subdued and killed Jallo to stop the shooting. I'm Haya Panjwani.
A source also tells the AP the gunman in Virginia had been released from prison early after completing drug treatment. More information at apnews.com. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Use math to make the world a better place. Become an actuary through the Society of Actuaries and find solutions to the world's most pressing challenges. As an actuary, the only thing higher than the pay is the satisfaction.
Give me a mountain with lots to do. Give me the sunshine, give me a dew. Give me something simple and true. All I need is sunshine and a cool, refreshing mountain.
Grab some friends and an ice-cold Mountain Dew today. Mountain!